Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What was that word you said right before the mics went on?
Oh, crap.
Was that what it was?
Oh, poop. Oh, darn.
What's going on over there?
Couldn't find my headphones.
Ah.
Oh.
They were over on my right-hand side as opposed to on my left-hand side. I'm like, where are they?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, mine were hooked up a different way, too.
That's funny. Hi, Vinny.
Good.
How's
morning.
Your butt? How's that cute little butt of yours?
My butt is fine. Thanks,
need some
everyone.
Vaseline or anything?
Yeah, like when you walk, is it all kind of creamy in there?
It was
ouch,
after.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So were you all, what did they do? Like partially dope you or did you go all the way out? Or?
So you really want to talk about.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, from that, start to finish.
My colostomy,
right. Yes.
As
let's
you like
start
to put
from
it.
The day before.
Let's start from the day before.
So,
the prep. How was that?
Here's the. I had to get a colonoscopy, everyone, because I turned 50.
Good job. Yes.
And by the way, the lady,
so proud
the nurse
of you. Good
goes,
for you.
Great job getting in here right away like that. Really well done. And I was like,
not even 51 yet.
Thank
just
you.
Right in.
Thanks so much. Anyway, so I'll tell you as a whole, because people kept telling me the worst thing is the prep. The worst thing's the prep. And so have you ever done X-Lax?
Sure.
Have you?
Or like, you know, some kind of thing that makes you
really,
poop.
Not really, but I had to take something that starts with a D for preparation for this.
Okay,
so
well,
not only the liquid, but I had to take, and every time I had a surgery before, I had to take.
Do something that cleared you out.
Dulcilax. Yeah. Dulcilax, is that what it is?
That's okay, a regular, that's over-the-counter.
Okay. So yeah. The over-the-counter stuff that I'd taken, for whatever reason, would wrench my tummy, like cramp you up and really.
Oh, it evacuates the stuff.
But you'd feel like a knife is twisting
pain.
In your gut.
Sure.
Like, what the hell?
No fun.
So I don't know if that's just low budget stuff or what, but this stuff didn't hurt at all. There was no pain.
Oh.
It liquefied everything.
Yeah, waterfall, right?
So I truly had no solid.
Yeah.
Evacuations, none, zero.
When did you take the first dose?
I want to say probably an hour earlier than they suggested, around 5 p.m.
Because you're so anxious.
Well, I just wanted, like, let's do this already.
Midi,
it's already been
this,
all
right.
Day. I mean, look, the whole day I'm dealing with all this stuff.
And only have
your
soup
broth.
To bolster you.
Yeah.
Right.
Broth, not
and,
even
oh, and
soup.
Actually, you know, I'll say, although the worst, in my opinion, the worst part of the whole thing was the disruption of life. There was no pain in through any of this process. So frankly, coming out of the power outages, which was very disruptive, and then this was extremely disruptive, that's really the only thing that, the only really troubling thing. Other than that, it is like a, that's the most I've been to a hospital scenario since maybe I was a little boy.
Right.
Like you.
You are basically, you're in there, you're getting the Johnny, so your butt's showing and. You're in a bed and
people
helping you out, coming in and out.
An IV. I had to put the shower cap on.
Oh.
The whole thing. So for that was probably the second on the list of things that bummed me out was the disruption, A, worst. B, just the whole hospital.
Like a full hospital experience.
Thing makes
bummer.
Me just, I feel bad for every person that has had to spend time.
Not, it's no fun.
The people there were delightful.
Sure.
Professional.
Not them, absolutely.
They were nice. They were doing their job with a smile and helpful.
Sure.
Everything.
Healthcare
but I was
workers,
still just bummed, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to do this. And then.
No, I have a physical reaction every time I go into the hospital. Like something goes in my body. The last time when we went to go see Human.
Yeah.
Something physical comes down on me.
Yeah.
Every
no, you
time.
Were definitely like on edge. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, I get this anxious. I get, it's just.
I don't blame you.
Ugh. Yeah.
Because the setting is the same in each one of them.
Yeah.
They all have that similar ceilings to this one.
Bright light coming at
bright
you.
Lights,
everything's this, sterile.
Right. Everything has that like alcohol smell or yeah. something. Like just like the, you know, astringent mm-hmm. cleaning products, mm-hmm. which is good. You should
no,
have
we
that.
Want that rather yes. than the other.
Hospital. And plus, I you know what I always think? Like as I walk down like hallways in hospitals like to go visit the person I'm yeah. going to see. It's all these freaking sick people with their mystery illnesses in each of the rooms. I'm always like, oh, Jesus, I'm just keep my eyes ahead. I don't even want to know all these people going through their stuff.
Well, you don't want to catch them.
No. But you also don't want to be like peering in and they're like, don't look at me. I'm in my worst case scenario
it is.
Here.
Yes. All right.
Oh, so anyway, the prep was really fine. It went really easy. It wasn't painful.
Yeah.
I thought I expected the taste. You know, everyone's like, "Oh, the taste."
Yeah.
Being a
Maybe
drunk,
it's
I'm like,
been improved.
Oh,
over
I'll
the years.
Probably like it or something. Knowing me, because I
then
love
you'll
the
always
burn
do
of
it.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, great. I'm gonna end up being like
addicted to
this.
The,
isn't half bad.
Addicted to the X-lax.
It was actually it was bad in a sweet way. Almost like to...
Like they try to cover the yuckiness.
Yeah, like drinking high C or something where yeah. you, as a kid, you loved it. And then you go back and you go, oh, God, how did I like this?
Right. Or Tang.
It's super
sweet.
Why didn't
I like yeah. Tang?
Yeah. I liked Tang. I haven't had Tang in years. I'd like to try it again and see if it's
gross.
As bad as everyone says.
So I did it. I handled yeah. the evacuations fine. It was yeah. I stayed in a separate room. There was yeah. a knock on the door and I was like, go away. You don't want to... You know, it's stinky. There's
sure.
it that while yes. there was no solid
process.
And
yeah.
it was just was what it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Constantly, there's, yeah.
Oh boy.
The waterfall.
But yeah, I said I'll meet you in the hall. Give me five
ish
uh-huh.
hours.
Right. Well, it's uncomfortable just sitting on the toilet all day
well,
too.
Well, of course, and it starts to hurt your butt.
I actually didn't experience any of that,
no?
and frankly, it was done in 2 hours. The
oh,
first
wow.
night, I was done in 2 hours. I slept.
Oh, good.
Like, I fell asleep at, I don't know, 7:30 mm-hmm. and then had to get up at 3, which is our basic
normal
time, anyway, right? Oh, for the second dose?
For the second dose.
And then that just passed through.
And that was almost, that was done in an hour, mm-hmm. like, because there was nothing left of me
right.
by that point.
Did you get real skinny?
I dropped 3 pounds.
Nice.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as the procedure went, it's funny, people kept sending me, apparently Will Smith had to get the same thing yeah. the same mm-hmm. day, and so yeah. there's an instant. So the first one I got is from Alicia on Facebook. It's like, hey, look!
Coinky dink?
I know.
I think she sent me the same thing.
And he's I going see...
To, he's saying he's doing it to get followers. To
oh,
get
really?
Willis.
Yeah. yeah.
So the first thing he does is show the outfit he's, I think... I didn't watch the whole thing because yeah. I had just
like
done it.
It's like 17 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't,
yeah.
Yeah. If you go to the, it's a short little Instagram thing, but then if you go to the it's a whole 17 minute journey.
Yeah.
Well, and I would say, so the first thing he shows is the socks and the gown. And I'm like, I had to put on the socks and the gown too. I'm even like,
little non slip socks.
I already
huh?
got my own
I
socks.
I love those.
On
Did you bring them home?
No.
Oh, you can keep them.
I don't
yeah,
want them.
Keep them. They're
you don't
great.
Want some non stick socks.
Well,
I
if
mean,
you
non-slip.
Have, wood floors.
Sure.
They're great.
You should have brought them home for use that.
I didn't know that that was even an option.
You know, maybe there's a hospital worker out there that, you know,
they
can send them to you.
Absolutely.
Right.
I love them.
Hmm. All right.
I almost put on a pair this morning with these boots.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
If I'd only known.
Yeah. Well, no.
But
and
at
the chonies, did you get the net underwear?
No, I was.
Oh, they didn't want any underwear in the way.
Oh,
right. Sorry. I forgot. That's all right. That's all right.
To my areas. Anyway, so they had me change. It's funny. The lady goes, are you ready? And I go, if you walk in now, you're going to see the moon. And she giggles.
To the moon, Alice.
We're
going to
see that yeah. plenty in a minute.
That's going to be lighting up the room. We're going to shine the sun on it.
Yeah. So I got changed and I got my meds and that's the last thing I remembered. So they did knock me out.
Did they have you go like, okay, count to 10?
No.
And then if they, or they say start from 100, 98, 90, and you don't even get pat, like barely three numbers
right.
in. And
yeah, I don't remember.
Did they do it? Did you do it via your mouth, or did you? They just added it to your IV?
No, it was IV.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was IV. So they
basically put you out.
Oh yeah.
There was no
in your hand.
Uh huh.
That's the worst. Hurts. Oh. Hurts in your hand. Like,
yeah, she couldn't.
In here is fine, or wherever, but in your hand it just hurts.
She couldn't catch a vein. She missed, really? And she goes, "Oh God, I'm so sorry." She goes, "Luckily, you have all these tattoos," and I'm like, "That doesn't mean I like that."
IVs are very painful.
It wasn't that painful. It was fine, and I actually, you know, everybody was great, so right. I was in a place of feeling like
well cared for.
Yeah, they didn't put me. Yeah, I didn't have any like you know confrontational moments where I felt like, oh, I want to leave. Wheel me out of here. Wheel me out.
I'm ready.
So it was fine. It went well, and I came to in the room, and when I came to, I came right to.
So you weren't awake at all for any of
it? I wasn't awake at all, and then I was wide awake.
Oh.
And, like, the idea that...
Usually the fun part is the grogginess afterward.
The funny thing is, she goes, as I'm leaving, I get dressed, and I'm exiting, and I get in the car with the missus.
You get dressed alone, or did your wife help you?
No, she was in the car.
No?
No one helped me. No, I was. Oh. I'm telling you, I was fine. But then I got
like
to the
Will
car.
Smith can barely put his chonies on.
I know. I wonder because you are an alcoholic. Did that come up? I wonder if they gave him.
I told
full,
them.
You had to tell him.
I wonder if they just didn't do the loopy, because all these procedures normally they you're half in. You can watch. Mm-hmm. Usually, you can watch your own colonoscopy.
I've watched it. Yeah.
They had the cameras there or the TV there that I could have watched.
I wonder
watched.
If they put you out because they're like, you know what, we're not going to do get this guy high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told them my deal.
Yeah.
So they knew.
Because like, that's actually unusual. John's had a few procedures that I've gone with him and, you know, we had to be the person and he's, you know, just sort of out of it, leading up to it and coming out of it. He says all kinds of funny things and he can't really do his, and then you got to like care for him the rest of the day.
Right.
If they just gave you sedation. That was it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Maybe someone
think that's good.
And came back.
I wondered about it, actually. I wondered if it would be a thing for Vinny, right. Like, to be effed up.
Yeah, well, we were joking, because they were like, I forget how the joke, what brought it up, but Julian, one of the guys helping me.
Shame.
Said something about this stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah, you can't send me home with anything. I'll be taking it, and then I'll be outside the back door going, hey, Jules!
Me, Vinny! A little more!
Yeah, so anyway, they knew what was up, and I don't know if they handled it differently or not. I only know my experience was they said, lay on your side, and I remember saying, sorry about my ass, fellas. Because, you know, I washed it, but I don't know, man.
It's been busy. Last 24 hours have been tough. It's been a tough day for my butt.
And then I was like,
out,
gone. And then when I came back, I was back and came. I got right up. And
how much longer? How long were
I don't
you
remember.
Think you were out? What you don't remember what time it was
None,
when you got in the
zero.
Car with your?
When she picked me up, though, I was like, I feel fine, like really fine.
Right.
No, you weren't sleepy?
No.
Yeah, they
hungry?
Definitely just, they gave
him. Oh, I was hungry, yeah.
General
anesthesia,
and that was that. Because you're just looped.
Yeah, I agree.
We went to the Seabright Cafe.
Oh, shame.
Near my house and I had a spinach and mushroom omelet.
Mm.
Sourdough toast and potatoes.
Mm.
And did as much damage as I could. And then I didn't eat again the rest of the day. Like, that was it.
Did you go to sleep?
You.
No.
Wow.
So you just went back to normal life.
Yeah. Well, I had an eye appointment for with the optometrist at 1:30.
You had an eye appointment on the same day.
What is wrong with
Why wouldn't I knock both of those out at once?
Because you're probably going to be loopy. It turned out you weren't.
It's crazy. You'd be all doc.
Well,
I didn't get my eyes are probably pretty dilated right now. Do what you can.
I need thicker glass.
No, it was actually surprisingly simple. Like,
I know,
like really.
What is wrong with this guy?
I had stuff to get off my list, man.
I guess so. Do all the medical stuff on one day, no matter what state you're in from the last one.
Well, look.
Well, luckily he did wake right
here's
up.
Here's what
was
I was
fine.
Thinking is, yes, honestly, but... I'm thinking, look, I just wasted a work day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm using a day off to get this colonoscopy
I get that.
Done.
It's just two procedures in one day seems a little much.
Mm-hmm.
It's believe me, the eye thing is not a procedure. I was like, yes, F E-K-B.
Give me new glasses.
And I didn't even need glasses. I just needed to get the checkup done so I could order my contacts.
Oh.
Oh, right. For surfing.
They won't give you new stuff if you don't have an every 2 year checkup.
Yes, that's correct.
That's how they get you back into the
Place. That's it. So I'd called them and said, I'd like to order my contacts. And they said, oh, your prescription's up. We're going to have to make an appointment for you to come in.
Yeah, come on in.
Super. Why you?
That's, and they're nice enough. I want to get new glasses because there's a scratch on my glasses. Mm. And I have to go through the whole thing again. And
it's really
easy. I don't
want
to. I just don't want to. But my...
You got to do it.
Coverage is so sucky right now that it's cost me a lot of money for every time I go now. Every time. But when I went to DMV a couple weeks ago, I was all blah, 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 blah. Every line, I was all blah, 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 blah.
Oh, good.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
That's great.
With your glasses in your lens?
Yes. It just says, you know, a little scratch, but I would like, you know, they're getting all kind of wide.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't want to go through the whole thing.
Right.
So, but yeah, I feel you that every 2 years you need another prescription.
So I just,
your eyes do change a lot. Mine are just getting worse and worse. I'm going to have to get driving glasses.
Mm. It happens.
It's just at night. Like, it's fine in the morning because I know exactly where I'm going. But lately, like, just at night, I'm like, oh, I am having trouble.
Yeah.
And you've been DDing for
everyone. I have been, and I've noticed it because I'm driving out of, like, you know, places I'm not familiar with.
Right.
And like, oh, boy. Yeah. I better get some nighttime driving glasses.
For me, my driving glasses take all the fuzz off of the things.
Yeah, I just want to be able to read the signs without having to squint at them and take my eyes off the road to squint at the sign.
And the lights coming out.
Right, there's tons of lights, and I need to go. I like my eye doctor, though, so that's easy.
Yeah, it's really not that hard. And
no, it's easy.
So I just knocked it out. I got that done yesterday. And then I really thought, oh, there must be some, like...
Is there another appointment I can go to?
No.
Yeah,
that's not what
else?
I
thought.
Dennis? Can I go to the dentist?
Vasectomy?
Vasectomy.
Get that done at the same time.
No.
We're ready.
Yeah, let's load up.
Anyway. I really thought there'd be some residual bathroom issues, and there wasn't.
Right. So, well, you were empty. So
Will Smith kept
saying, he goes, I think I have to, Will Smith kept saying, I think I have to, you know, go number two. And they go, no, we think it's just flatulence. But you can't trust that.
No, that was
the
thing.
Don't want
a there
shark.
Was a little gas at the end. True.
Well, that might be from the medication. Like, you're supposed to walk. You know how they kept telling Hooman to walk?
Yes.
That's so
it's
he
to
could,
move everything along.
Yeah, so he could the whole way. So that's why I didn't want to walk by you guys. I was away.
I didn't notice any farting
because
from
I knew
him.
Yeah. That was how.
Well, you want to walk in front.
Yeah.
I'll lead the way. I'll blaze the trail, guys.
So check this out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
like
I'd been, you know how we're a podcasting machine here.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna cut our secret show today.
Everybody's got one. So I was talking to the missus recently and saying, you know, maybe we should get the equipment to do this and do this with our kids.
Oh, fun.
For ourselves.
Yes,
You know, this. No one's going to want to hear this, but we'll do it and it'll be fun, right? You know, we're not sure if that's going to be a good learning experience or become some burden that no one wants to do. And now we've got it.
But you'll have them on tape, and that's important. Like, I love listening back to the hours I have of my kids on tape.
Oh, really?
It's freaking incredible. Even year over year, the way their voices have changed.
Mm. So they decide to do their first one after yesterday. And we don't have any equipment. So they just did. She sends me this. This is recorded into her phone.
Okay.
And I have to stop it because at one point something goes that can't go into something.
Oh, because they were talking about your colonoscopy.
After dark.
Oh.
Christina.
Hold on. That's
After dark. Oh my God, this is so cute.
This is
I can't believe how cute this
Christina
is.
Christina and Isla. You know, Isla.
Welcome to the first edition of Christina and
Isla Hassan.
Boom. We'd like to tell you about our day. First, we took Dad to get
his butt checked.
What else did they do to him?
They also poked a needle in his hand.
Oh. They did?
Yeah.
So this is what they decided to do.
And this is absolutely adorable. And 100% I subscribe to this podcast.
She's going to become a diva, this one.
Well,
I like it.
I hope that what my hope is we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then she'll get some confidence about being around and be able to carry a conversation in a way that is.
She sounds great already.
She
the
does.
The few words that I heard.
Absolutely.
Also, and just like things that kids would not say.
So there you go.
And I love that her mom's leaving her lots of room and not trying to tell her what to say.
Right.
That's solid.
So they did.
I like that.
The second one
after
that
dark,
I didn't even
I
mean to hit,
that
the after dark one.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Is it like after dad goes to bed? Is that what after dark
maybe,
means?
Maybe they should say after dad.
Yeah, after dad.
When dad goes to bed at 6 p.m.
PD, post-dad.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll really like this. I don't know, but we're going to do that.
And oh, my God.
But I thought it was funny because there's them talking about, you know, dad's butt. And
boom.
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 I like it.
Oh,
that
it's
is
so great.
So awesome. I want to be a guest on their podcast.
Well,
I want to be on their podcast, and maybe me and Christina can talk about sewing a little bit.
Oh, God. That sounds boring.
So fun.
Well, sure. I don't know.
I would like to be Isla's guest.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be fun. So we're going to do that.
It's great. And then pretty soon, Sister she'll be making appearances on there.
Right. She's coming along. Right now, her thing is you can go, what does a dog do? And she goes, ruff, 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 ruff. And you're like,
that's cute.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
You're so smart.
You know what I mean?
Is that the only one she does?
That's right. Well, and she does dad, mama, but.
Oh, she does say mama now. Thank God. Jesus. Poor Christina.
Getting a complex.
You know?
Dad.
Anyway, thanks for letting me have the day, and it's done.
Oh, man,
and
I hope missed you.
If there's any example I could be for other people out there putting it off, it's not. It's a disruption.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Kind of a pain in the ass leading up to it. But,
yes.
But then it's over, and you're off the hook for 5 years or whatever it is.
And it's behind you, and you can move on.
Literally
with your
behind
life.
You.
Right, and you can move on. It was not that
your
bad. I was a little,
sure, slippery.
A little greasy. Yeah. But a shower.
Were you all greasy when you got to your eye doctor appointment? Did you slide into the chair?
I hadn't showered yet. I was still a little messy. Yes.
A little slippery.
Yep.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.